tens of thousands of drunken driving cases are now in question after the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled that evidence was compromised by government misconduct. The SJC found that state testing officials covered up problems with some breathalyzer testing machines. That violated the due process rights of some 27,000 people. WBUR's Deborah Becker joins us with more. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Rupa.
So this SJC ruling applies to cases that relied on drunk driving tests performed between June 2011 and April 2019. Will all of those cases now be dropped?
Not exactly. The ruling says that defendants may seek to withdraw their guilty pleas or to seek new trials, quote, without having to establish egregious government misconduct. And that would have had to be proven for someone seeking a new trial. But this ruling clarifies that there was indeed government misconduct, so that burden is not on these defendants. And if there is a new trial, the ruling says, the evidence from these machines cannot be used to prosecute.
The SJC cited problems with the breathalyzer machine that was widely used in Massachusetts to test blood alcohol content. What were those problems exactly?
Well, litigation over these machines, we should say, has been going on for some time. But the basic problem was that a number of the machines were not calibrated properly, so their results could not be considered accurate. And then the bigger problem came when criminal defense attorneys asked for records about oversight of these testing machines. Then there was a problem, and they had asked for that from the State Police Office of Alcohol Testing.
Why was that a bigger problem?
Well, the Office of Alcohol Testing had submitted documentation in court saying most of the machines were calibrated properly. Their failure rate was very low. But then documents and other things were uncovered showing that these statements weren't true. The failure rate was actually much higher, and some documentation was deliberately missing. So the State Executive Office of Public Safety and Security was asked to investigate, and they issued a scathing report saying that there was a cover-up of the machine's problems. So in yesterday's ruling, the SJC said that state report showed the cover-up, quote, undermined the criminal justice system in Massachusetts and compromised thousands of cases.
Now, you mentioned that this litigation has been going on for some time. So who originally brought this case before the SJC?
Well, the case was originally brought by criminal defense attorneys. This ruling involved the 2013 case of Lindsay Hallinan. And when she was charged, the machine test indicated that her blood alcohol level was above the legal limit. So her attorneys encouraged her to plead to sufficient facts. And she was sentenced to probation and a two-year loss of her driver's license. So the attorneys argued before the SJC that they wouldn't have advised her to take that plea if they had known that the test was compromised because of problems with the machines and with the Office of Alcohol Testing. Here's Hallinan's attorney, Murat Erkan.
The SJC provided very clear guidance that in any case during the affected time period, there's a conclusive presumption of misconduct. And so it eliminates an argument that some prosecutors' offices were making that, well, you know, it's incumbent upon the defendant to prove exactly how the prosecutors and the Office of Alcohol Testing harmed them.
So attorney Erkan said his client will be seeking to dismiss the charges, in part because the SJC ruling also said that she should be allowed to seek a withdrawal of her plea. And Erkan said this ruling is reminiscent of the state drug lab scandals from a decade ago when two former state chemists were convicted of misconduct, and SJC rulings eventually dismissed thousands of criminal cases because of that misconduct.
Mm-hmm. What are prosecutors or state public safety officials saying about this?
The Massachusetts State Police issued a statement saying that the Office of Alcohol Testing has made improvements and the testing procedures described in the SJC ruling predate those improvements and reforms. The statement pointed to a court ruling that said these breath test machines in Massachusetts are operating properly. And Plymouth County DA Tim Cruz, who's president of the Massachusetts District Attorneys Association, said his office is reviewing motions for new trials, has been, and will continue to do so.
Okay. WBUR's Deborah Becker, thanks so much for keeping us up to date on this important story.
You're welcome.